Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AFRALO Operating Principles Review Working Group call taking place on Thursday, 9th of July 2020 at 1600 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Isaac Maposa, Bernatius Ezeama, Sean Ojedigi, Sarah Kidden, Emmanuel Mistikulukiza, Oreluwa Lesi, Padra Elminiawi, and Jules Nizeimana. And apologies for my mispronunciations. We currently don't have anyone on the friend channel, and we have not received any apologies for today's call. From staff side, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Yeshim Mazlai, and I'll also be doing call management for today's call. As you know, we have French interpretation, and our interpreters are Isabel and Camila. Just a kind reminder to please state your names before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And also another reminder to please keep your lines muted when not speaking. And after all these reminders, I'll now turn the floor back over to you, Isaac. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Isaac Maposa for the record. Thank you all for joining today's call. Now we can go straight into adopting our agenda. I'm sure the agenda is shared on the screen. Unfortunately, joined as a good internet connection here, so I can't connect into the Zoom room. I'm sure everyone can see the agenda on the screen. I'm sure it's shared by staff. Is there anything that you think may need to be changed on the agenda? I also would ask staff to help me if there's any hand raised. You can help me manage the queue because I don't have access to the Zoom room.
Well noted, Isaac. This is Yeshim speaking. Currently, I'm not seeing any hands up. And if you would like me to help you reading out the agenda, the second agenda item is the adoption of the, the recap on action items.
Okay, so I give over to staff to keep on the action items on the agenda. You can go ahead.
Hello, Isaac. This is Silvia Vivanco. I am happy to read the action items. The first one is Abdel Jalil, and Isaac will coordinate the review of the individual membership survey in a Google Doc. I think that's completed and is also linked to the agenda today. Second, Abdel Jalil and Isaac to continue discussions on the topic of voting rights on the working group mailing list. I believe that's also completed and is included in today's agenda. And the third one is Jessin to schedule the call for July 9th, that's today. So that's all. Thank you. Over to you.
And if I may... Isaac, this is Yeshim speaking. So as we have completed all of our action items, the next agenda item is presentation of drafts AFRALO individual membership survey. And now I'm going to display the questions here on the Zoom room. Just one second, please. My internet is slow as well. Okay, so the questions are now being displayed. Okay. Do you need any help from my side? If you can please direct me.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay.
And by Isaac, just wanted to let you know that Abdul Jalil has just joined us. He's now on the
It's okay. Maybe I can proceed with the agenda item I was on. Then you can take over after I'm done with the item agenda, with the item I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes, Isaac, we hear you okay. Would you like us to read through would you like to review the individual membership survey and read out the questions, perhaps?
Okay, I'm sure you received the PDF document, and I also managed to link the document on our agenda.
Correct.
I did send the cleaned copy of the membership survey, and I've managed to include the comments that we received on the Google Doc. So I had to work on a different Google Doc to clean the document, so I leave the comments so that if there are still any more comments or if someone feels there's something that was left out, we can incorporate it today when we finalize this survey. So I did send also the PDF document on the mailing list.
Yes, Isaac, this is Sylvia Vivanco, and this the document is displayed on the screen at the moment, so everybody can see it. And there are two hands up, Sarah Kidden, then Sean. So if you allow me, I can give the floor to Sarah.
Sure. Sarah, you can go ahead.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah Kidden for the record. I have two comments that one I had made in the document, but one I'm going to make right now. My first comment is on question number 8. No, not number 8. The one that talks about pen holders. Have you ever been a pen holder? I'm trying to find it. So I had commented that we should perhaps try to explain what that is, because some of these terms are unique to ICANN alone. So yeah, that's question number 8. So have you ever been a pen holder?
Question number 8.
Yes. So we can just try to briefly explain what a pen holder is, like in brackets, just the same way you've done for number 10. Then there's the question number 9, which asks, have you ever attended an ICANN meeting in person? I think that's a good question, but it's also nice to find out if they've attended an ICANN meeting remotely, like they've never been to an ICANN meeting in person, but they've followed the work remotely. So I'm not sure if that will be part A and B, or if you combine them. I'm not sure how to do that, but yeah, I just wanted to point that out. Thank you.
I think this is Ishan speaking. We have Sean Ojebiji next, if you would like to give him the floor. Oh, okay. So realize that Isaac has actually disconnected. Sean, would you like to take the floor or maybe wait till Isaac joins?
Thank you. This is Shem for the record. Is one of the co-chairs on the call. Is Abdul Jalil on the call?
Yes, if
Abdul Jalil is on the call, then I think the meeting can still continue, so Abdul Jalil can still be hearing my comments. On item number 4 on the agenda, which is where the draft was linked, I think maybe a different document was linked to that agenda item, because what I downloaded is still the one that has 8 questions. So where is this PDF that has been displayed? Where is it linked on the agenda, if I may ask?
Sean, this is Isham. So it looks like a final document has been sent right before the call. We're just trying to get that link to the agenda. If you can please give us just a minute or so, it will take a bit of time. And Sylvia, are you able to hyperlink that to the agenda?
Hi. I am trying to do so. My internet is also very slow. I think we are all suffering from slow connections due to so many people working from home. So if you bear with me, I can.
Okay. Please, you can display that other one so that I can. Let me try to zoom and let maybe I can see it. I'm not seeing the lecturing very well, but
just give me 1 second. I think I'm going to be able to just display it. Just 1 second, please. Okay. So.
Yes. This is good. I particularly want to see the 8, 9. Because I remember that we made some comments in regards to that. Okay. All right. I think based on the update that has been made, it looks like the co-chairs have taken into consideration some of the comments that have been made and reflected same in the document. I like to also second the comments of Sarah in terms of providing some more explanation. I think that this statement survey, I would suggest that the earlier we push it out, the better, so that we can actually get done with this particular phase of this process. If you recall, this is just one aspect of the operating principles. This is just the stage one of it. We are still going to the stage two. We will actually be doing a more awesome review of the operating principle, excluding this section about individual membership. So I hope that the coaches would, as for the time, based on their timeline, would try to get this out soon enough so that we can get done with this particular aspect of this process. But from what I'm saying now, briefly, I think it addresses some of the comments that I've raised earlier, and I'm comfortable with the current draft of the survey. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you, Sean. Unfortunately, I had been disconnected a bit. Maybe I may have missed some other items. Was disconnected when Sarah was finishing up, but it seems you raised an issue about delivering the survey to the respondents early, if I'm correct.
Yeah, correct. This is Sean for the record. Yeah, exactly. So I'm just, the point was that we should get through with this phase, and then so that we can actually finalize this, conclude with this individual membership aspect of the operating principles. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's why we had to finalize the survey today. And after we finalize, we would ask the assistant of staff to send out the survey. I think after this call, we will just make the final copy, which will include the comments that would have been raised in this call, so that we have the final document. So this is the final stage we are at, and we will ask staff to help us send out the survey to the respondents, which are the individual members within AFRALO. Would that be okay? Unfortunately, I'm not in the Zoom room. Is there any hand raised or any suggestion that's coming through?
Yes. Hello. Yes, this is Silvia Vivanco. You have two hands up, Hadja, followed by Jules. So next one is Hadja.
Okay. Thank you, Hadja. You can take the floor.
Thank you so much, Isaac and Abdul Jalil, for this comprehensive survey. I do second Sean's and Sarah's suggestion of defining what is meant by a pen holder of a public comment. But I raised my hand to ask if, so basically this survey is directed to individuals who have applied to be individual members and have been accepted. And have been accepted as individual members. I was wondering if we would like also to have more or less similar survey to those who actually have applied but have not been accepted. I'm just wondering if there is merit in that and if this is something you would like to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Adia. I think that's a good viewpoint whereby we would want to see the views of those who haven't been accepted into individual membership. I'm not sure if staff do keep the database of such those who have been rejected.
Hello, yes, this is Silvia. Isaac, as applications come on, then our colleague Evin, she receives the application and forward that to you, to the leadership. So there is a record. However, I wonder if there is, as they are not accepted yet and they are not participating in the proceedings, I don't know if they would have any significant input to provide, as they are not still incorporated into the RALO. So I wonder if that's, you know, useful in view of that this review is mandated by your own rules after 2 years of incorporation of the individuals into the RALO. So perhaps you would want to consider that. And you have also two hands up, Jules and Sarah Kirin.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, on that, I would also want to highlight, I don't think we'll get any considerable feedback because the feedback that we need mostly is for those who have been participating within the AFRALO as individual members so that we can actually get feedback on their experience as individual members. I'm not sure how other work group members think about it, but I think the most important update is the one we are getting from those who were already individual members and have gone through the process and have been participating as individual members. Okay, we go to the next end on the line. Jules, you can take the floor.
Thank you very much. This is Jules Nizaimana speaking. My comment goes on also on question number 9, just as Sal has said. I think if we agree, we can restructure the question, and we have like 4 options, and the question will become, have you ever attended the ICANN meeting? Then A will be in person, B remotely, C both, or if you agree, we can have D as a none. So that's my comment about number 9. And within hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Joe. We can hear you.
Yes. We can hear you. You can go on.
Yes. Thank you. Another comment, unfortunately, I commented late, was about item number 7.5, if I think I recall, about allowing individual applications from people from ARSs. My comment was that some ARSs are really dormant, not active. So maybe also we shall look on how we can check on ARSs, and at least we don't accept individual applications that someone belongs to ARSs, but even the one is not active, and even the ARS is not active. So I'm sorry the comment is too late, but it can be considered if it's possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jules, for the contribution. For the first contribution, thanks for giving us the structure on question number 9. Then on the second item, that issue, I think, will be on another document, which is not the survey, which was on the issues under review, and it's still in edit mode, so you are not late. I think your comments should be still be there to be incorporated and be responded to in the document.
Sorry, this is Isham speaking. So Isaac actually just dropped once again, so our operator is trying his line. I know we have 2 hands up. The first one is Sarah and then Hadia.
And perhaps, Yeshim, this is Sylvia. Perhaps as we have now Abdel Jalil on the Zoom room, perhaps Abdel Jalil, if you wish to share the call while Isaac is reconnected, if you are able.
Yeah,
to
I'm reconnected now. I'm not sure why the call continues to drop. Today is dropping a number of times.
Yes. Okay, Isaac, you have 2 hands up, Sarah Kidden, and then Haja again. So.
Okay, Sarah, you can take the floor.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Sarah for the record again. I would like to add some more comments on Hadia's and Sylvia's idea about contacting everyone. There are many applications that we have received, and some people have been told, we are sorry, we cannot accept your application, and they've been told that we are not accepting because you're part of an ALS. And for some of them, it's taken a bit of back and forth. So I think the survey should still go to people who have applied and not been accepted. And we just need to ask them if the procedure or the process was clear for them, if the reason for rejection was also
clear, and if they are, you know, like happy to continue engaging, or if they have other suggestions. So I think it's still a good idea for us to also reach those who have not been accepted, but they continue to be members of AFRALO. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Given me another view on that, actually to note why, if the process of application was clear to them and did they understand the reason why they were rejected, so that we can actually work on the application processes. So thank you for the contribution. I will also give that to the work group members to deliberate on that, if there are any comments on that. We can move on to the next end. That's Hadia, right?
Yes, Hadia.
You can take the floor. Okay. You can take the floor.
Thank you, Isaac, sir. Thank you, Isaac. So I just raised my hand to elaborate on my point and mention that what I meant is a survey in relation to the application process. And I think Sarah spoke to that very well. Thank you. And I've also added
thank you,
Adia. Yeah, thank you.
It's okay. Thank you. It was well elaborated now. Is there any other hand raised?
No, Isaac. We don't have any other hands raised.
Okay. Thank you. I do take that as the survey questions are now okay. People are now okay with the draft survey.
Hello, Isaac, this is Sylvia. I believe there are some minor edits that will need to be done, so I would ask you to kindly, with Sarah perhaps, do those minor edits and send the final version to staff. So it can be put in the Google format. It will be a Google survey.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure I shared the Google format, and it's also on the link on the agenda, on the agenda item on individual membership survey. There's a link there on the agenda. So I did share the Google document as well. So Sarah, you can go ahead and make the minor edits and send to staff so that they can send to the respondents. So now we can move on to the next items if there are no any other hands raised or any other comments.
Hello, yes, Isaac, this is Sylvia Vivanco again. What is the time frame that you are considering for replies, taking into account that I see some questions require some thought, you know, they need to actually write down some ideas. So if I may suggest, based on experience, perhaps 2 weeks, if that is okay with you all, for people to reply.
Yeah, 2 weeks seems good for me. I don't know the other way group members and the co-chair, they can respond as well.
Okay, we have one hand up from Jules.
Yes, thank you.
Jules, you can take the floor. Okay.
Thank you very much. Leading from my screen, I see like question number 14 and 15 are the same. Isn't it? Is there any difference? 14, how would you improve your experience as an individual member of AFRALO? Then it's an open space to answer freely. Then number 15, how would you improve your experience as an individual member of AFRALO? I think there are two similar questions.
Oh, thank you, Jules, for noting that. Thank you. It was an error on my part. Thank you. Is there another hint or another suggestion? So we can move to the next item on the agenda, which is a discussion on voting rights. I can give over to my co-chair to take over. Abdel, you can take over.
Abdel Jalil, this is Sylvia. Could you kindly unmute your line? Are you able to speak through the Zoom room, please, or the bridge?
Okay, Abdel Jalil, it's working now. So, good evening, everyone. Apologies for my delay. It wasn't voluntary on my part. There's a lot of rain, and we are having connection issues. But I'm not sure I understood the question that was asked of me, so if you could please explain what I'm supposed to do right now.
Okay, you can take over on the next item, agenda item, on the voting rights.
Abdel Jalil speaking. Okay, I understand that. Thank you very much. Thank you also to all of the members. So we are now at voting rights. During the last meeting, we talked about that point on the mailing list. What we want to do at this point really is to listen to your points of view. As you know, individual members don't have a voting right. Voting rights are only for ALSs. So at this point, we would like to hear from the members in the group. What do you think? Do we need to expand voting rights? What is your opinion on the situation? And so now I would like to open the floor to whomever would like to speak to that. Thank you.
Abdel Jalil, this is Isha. We have two hands up. The first one is Hadia and then Sarah.
Thank you very much. This is Abdel Jalil speaking. So first Hadia and then Sarah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think that individual members should have a kind of say. How do we put in their ideas, suggestions, and also that's definitely put through their work. But how to incorporate this also? How to make their voice heard on votes? I think they do need such a right, but how to do it, that's the issue. And so maybe all individual members could have one vote, for example, or something of that sort. But what I think, and that we need to give them something in relation to participation in votes. So what that thing is, we need to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hadia, for your contribution. So your idea is to have all of the members having one vote.
Not necessarily. We can discuss, but yes. But my basic idea is that let's give them some rights, some voting rights. If I may, the reason for my suggestion is to allow them to feel that they really belong to that group that they are contributing to and working with them. So I think this strengthens their attachment to the group and their sense of belonging.
It's very quiet, so I'm just going.
Yes. Hello. Yes, this is Silvia Vivanco from staff. Perhaps I think Abdel Jalil's line is not connected. Perhaps Sarah, you would like to take the floor. I see your hand up.
Okay. So this is Sarah for the record. I would like to agree with Hadia's suggestion that it's good to give the individual members something so that they feel like you feel part of it. Right now, of course, they can participate in activities and do all those things, but I think it's a good idea for them to fully feel part of it. And if I may give the example of Uralo, all individual members actually come together and form one ALS. So it's like, that means they also have a right as individual members, which I think is something we can think about. I'm not saying it's the best way to do it, but we can think about this. And the thing I'm against is something Fatimata talked about a few weeks ago, where you're giving one individual the same, if you give one individual the same vote, so it's basically an ALS, some of them represent 1,000 people, some 300 people. It's not fair to give an ALS the same vote as an individual. And that's why I think the idea of them coming together to form one ALS is a good idea, but it's something we can discuss. Thank you.
Hello, Sarah and everyone. This is Silvia Vivanco. And perhaps if you would like, I can send you to the working group the experience from other RALOs. For example, the European region, URALO, they have an LAS and all the individuals are grouped under it. And they all together cast one vote. So perhaps you want to consider that model. And there is also the NARALO model. So I can forward that to you, and you can review what the other RALOs are doing and have some ideas on how to proceed. So if you are okay, I can take that action item and send you the relevant links.
Sure, you can do so. I think maybe if we can see the other models of the RALOs, that could help us come up with a best model for our fellow. Can note that on the action items. That would be okay.
Yes, this is Sylvia. Will do. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. There's still some hands raised. Any contributions on the issues of voting rights?
There is a hand up from Oreluwa Lesi.
You can take the floor.
Hi, yes. Thank you, Isaac. I just wanted to
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
We can hear you. Yes.
All right. I just wanted to say that I like Hadia's suggestion. I do think that if we're called members, then all members should have voting rights. They should be able to have some kind of input into what goes on within the RALO. The model that NCSG has is individual members have, I think, one vote. Well, they have different weights of votes, and then organizational members have the different weights of votes. I think something like that would be good. Or what Sylvia mentioned about ALSs all having all individual members having one vote. I actually thought that was the model in Afralo, because that's what it seems to indicate on the web page about individual memberships, that individual members come together and have one vote. But I didn't see it practiced in the last election. But it would be nice to see what other RALOs are doing and come up with something that works for us.
Thank you for your contribution. On that, currently individuals didn't have any voting rights according to the previous document. Individuals didn't have any, they don't participate in any kind of decision making currently, and so these suggestions that are being put forward, if they are to be put into implementation, that means those are issues that we will have to advise the Afraro leadership on, whether that will have to be changed. That depends on the output on this document that we are working on. Before, they didn't have any voting rights. Thank you for your contribution. Is there another person on the queue, any hands raised or comments in the chat?
Isaac, this is Ishim speaking. I'm not seeing any other hands raised.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for the contribution. What we have to move on to our next item on the agenda, on the next steps. So basically what we now need to do is, as highlighted in the call, as alluded earlier on, Sarah will encompass the edits that have been suggested on the call and sent our staff the survey questions, the final survey questions to be sent to the individual members and those that were rejected, their membership. Then we will give it 2 weeks to get the responses from these individual members. That's one of the items on our action item. Then the other thing is the document on issues under review is still open for comments. So we have to finalize it whilst we gather our responses from our survey, so that when the survey responses come, we have to collect the responses that we get from the survey and your comments on the issues under review on that document, the Google document, which is on Google Drive for everyone to go in and edit and put some comments. So I do encourage those that haven't gone through it or those that still have contributions to make, please do put up your comments and contributions. So we need to finalize that document so that we have it ready when our responses from the questionnaires or from the survey comes through. That is one of our next items. Then we can continue discussing if you have any other questions or contributions that you may think after the call, please do feel free to send on the mailing list, make use of the mailing list, so every working group member can actually respond and see any contributions that you make. I think that's all. Are there any other things I may have left out? Maybe someone can help me.
Yes,
you can go ahead.
Thank you so much for this summary. The next question is, when is the next teleconference? I am looking at the calendar, and if I may suggest, perhaps as the survey will be sent out possibly next week, then 2 weeks, in 2 weeks' time, this working group can reconvene. May I suggest Thursday, July the 30th, if that is okay with you, or would you like earlier on the 23rd of July? Please, same time, let me know. Okay, I see on the chat that Sarah says that the 30th of July, Thursday, is okay. So I am checking all hands, if there are any hands. I don't see any comments or hands, so perhaps if everyone agrees, if there are no objections, we will do the next teleconference on Thursday, July the 30th, the same time. Isaac, is that okay?
Yes, that's okay with me. We have room for the survey. Okay, Abdel, you can take the floor.
Is someone on the French channel?
Yes, the other lady was asking for the floor, but he's not answering now. I'm sorry. Oh, there he is.
Okay.
Hi. Sorry, this is Abdel Jalil speaking.
Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So this is Abdel Jalil speaking. I have issues with my connection, as you know, which is not stable. So I got disconnected and I missed much of the discussion of many of your interventions. I think, though, that we are ready to finalize this document by the next meeting. I don't know if you agree, or should we have one more call to discuss the document? That's what I would like to know. I'm sorry, but I missed half of the discussion, so I would like to know that.
Hello, this is Isaac. What we have finalized is that Sarah will make the final edits for the survey, and it will be sent to staff to send out to the respondents so that we can get the responses on the survey. So we have actually said this is the final discussion on the document, and all edits that have been suggested will be incorporated and the document will be sent out by staff to the respondents. Then also our next call will be on the 30th of July so that we give room for the survey to be sent out to the respondents and getting the responses back from the individual members will be responding to the survey. Thank you. I'm sure we can move on to our last item as our time is running up now. Any other business? Staff, you can help me out if there are any hands raised on the in the Zoom room.
Hello, this is Sylvia. We don't see any hands up, Isaac, so I think that's all. And just 1 minute before the top of the hour.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. Sorry for the issues. We had a number of disconnections. And the internet currently is, the connections are very poor, so I couldn't even join the Zoom room from my end. Thank you for your patience, and thank you for your contributions. Thank you to the interpreters, and thank you to the staff for managing the call and all your contributions. Thank you all. Please do stay safe. Bye-bye, everyone, for now.
Thank you, Isaac, and thank you, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.